T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
45 Republicans, Lee, according to Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, are prepared to dismiss the charges against Trump. The others are just, they're just not sure. They want to hear more. So the circus will continue.
I guess they want a quid pro quo.
Yeah, quid pro quo, sure. Why not?
No, I mean, that's for them. In other words, I'll give you the vote, but you got to do something for me.
Well, that's fine. It's not illegal. Unless you're Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Then it's illegal. But otherwise, no, it's totally fine.
Well, and then the question will be, are all the Democrats on board? Because, you know, one or two could make a difference.
Absolutely. It's going to be interesting. But now that we've heard, many hours of blather from the Democrats, laying out their case, the impeachment managers, I kind of want to hear Trump's side because we've never heard it.
Yeah.
And the reason we've never heard it is that the Democrats were so terrified that their case would fall apart that they did not allow Trump representation in the House like every other president who's been impeached had. So they are not going to be able to block Trump from laying out his defense in the Senate. We'll hear it over the weekend. That should be interesting.
Here's something I found interesting from the Associated Press. A quick story here on a poll.
Mm-hmm.
Americans are sharply divided along party lines about whether President Donald Trump should be removed from office, and they doubt the Senate impeachment trial will do anything to change their minds. That's according to a poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Overall, the public is slightly more likely to say the Senate could convict and remove Trump from office than to say it should not. But a sizable percentage says they don't know enough to have an opinion. There's widespread agreement in the poll that Trump should allow top aides to appear as witnesses at the trial. Do you see what's missing there?
What's missing?
No numbers.
There's no numbers?
No numbers. There's no numbers in this story. And this is from the AP's top news for the 7 o'clock hour from Washington. And they talk about a poll, but they don't give you a single number. They say slightly more people should think this, that the president should be removed. And that there's a large, sizable percentage of people who don't have an opinion. Well, what are the numbers? You're talking about a poll. Story gives no numbers. So I got to think that the polling, as I think Democrats realize, is not going in their favor right now.
Yeah, and that's why they want to shut this thing down, in terms of the PR on it.
Yeah, they want to do the show.
Yeah, they want to do the show, but then they don't want a rebuttal.
Right.
Because all the rebuttal is problematic.
All dog and pony here.
Yeah. Speaking of that rebuttal, there's a couple of things, if you've been on social media, you're going to hear over and over from your Democrat friends who are completely confused about what is going on around them. And this is part of the lies that the media tells. And I want to go back and remind you of something, because we dwelt on this a lot. At the time, everybody's forgotten it. But one of the two articles of impeachment, right, is very easy to knock down, and that is obstruction of Congress. And that is because what the Democrats are doing is saying, well, Trump didn't comply with our subpoenas. He's obstructing Congress, ergo we impeach him. Here's the problem with that. The Democrats deliberately built the process so that their subpoenas were invalid.
Mm-hmm.
This was a trap. They knew Trump wouldn't comply with their subpoenas because they knew their subpoenas were invalid. Why are their subpoenas invalid? Okay, remember how they didn't take that vote on impeachment? You need a vote on impeachment. You need a vote on impeachment to give the committee, Adam Schiff's committee, Jerry Nadler's committee, whoever, you need the vote on impeachment to give them subpoena power. Otherwise, they have none.
Mm-hmm.
Well, remember, the Democrats skipped that vote. Nancy just held a press conference like, yeah, we're doing impeachment now. Well, when you skip the vote, you have no subpoena power. So they sent out subpoenas that were not legally binding. They don't have the legal power to issue them. And they're not even arguing that they had the power to issue them. They're just ignoring that and hoping the media will carry the water and generate confusion. Here is the best defense so far on, well, we're getting Trump on obstructing Congress because he's not complying with their subpoenas when the Democrats know their subpoenas are invalid.
Yeah.
Here's Trump's attorney, Patrick Philbin, yesterday.
They didn't take the measures to pursue these documents in the House proceedings. And there have been a number of statements made about they tried to get the documents. Let's look at what actually happened. They issued a subpoena to the White House, and that subpoena was invalid because it was issued without authorization.
See, no authorization. Why was there no authorization? The Democrats could have voted to launch a formal impeachment process, but they never did. So this impeachment was never even formally launched. It's a bastardization of impeachment, not even a real impeachment. And hence, they had no subpoena power. And the Democrats, I think, did that on purposely so they could say, see, he didn't comply with our subpoenas. Yeah. Well, they weren't legally valid. It'd be a horrific precedent.
Well, everything about this is done on purpose. They've really planned this out well. The only problem is they just don't have any evidence. They don't have a crime.
Here's Trump attorney Patrick Philbin saying exactly what I did, and we've been all saying for a long time. There was never a vote to authorize the subpoenas. They're invalid.
No committee of the House can exercise that authority to issue subpoenas until it's been delegated that authority by a vote of the House. There was no vote from the House. Instead, Speaker Pelosi held a press conference, and she purported by holding a press conference on September 24th to delegate the authority of the House to Manager Schiff and several other committees and have them issue subpoenas. All of those subpoenas were invalid. And that was explained to the House, to Manager Schiff and the other chairman of those committees at the time in that October 18th letter.
Remember that talk to October 18th letter?
Yeah.
I read it verbatim on the air because they were explaining, y'all never formally authorized impeachment, so they never got subpoena power. And again, I think they did it on purpose, knowing they had to create a trap for Trump to walk in so they could claim obstruction of Congress. This is how hokey, rinky-dink this thing is. What were you going to say?
No, that's it. I mean, it's just, you know, there's... Even if there had been subpoenas, the president would still have the opportunity, the administration, to challenge that in court.
Sure.
And that's what's so frustrating about this is that so much of this is, and I'm not trying to impugn the American public, but it's over everybody's head because it's all legalese. It's all a bunch of rules and regulations and judicial processes. And this is what they're hiding behind because they have nothing.
They don't. And Trey Gowdy explained this. Look, you know, you're impeaching a president for obstructing Congress. By God, he said, it took me 2 years of subpoenas to the Obama administration about Benghazi before they turned the documents over. Why didn't we impeach him? Well, because he says that's a normal part of the process.
I got a lot of criticism for the 2 years I took trying to get documents and information from the Obama administration. But unfortunately, that's the way the system works. It takes time and effort and ingenuity to run credible investigations. So what Schiff decided was, I'm not going to call Bolton. I'm not going to call Mulvaney or Pompeo. I'm not even going to send a subpoena to them. I'm going to wait till it gets in the Senate, and then if the Republican senators are dumb enough, and they're not, but if they're dumb enough to do what I would not do, then we can all hear for the first time whatever this evidence is. But Adam had 3 months to do whatever it is he now wants the jury to do. He's the prosecutor. It's his job to build the case and then present it.
Again, 2 years... Obama administration obstructed Trey Gowdy's Benghazi subpoenas, and like nobody cared.
I just know that if the situation were reversed and we had a Democrat administration and we had Republicans trying to impeach a Democrat president using the exact process we're using now, they would be going nuts and the media would be going nuts as well. That this is improper. This is not legal. This is not constitutional. You're not following the procedure. You don't have any evidence. It's just so it's so blatantly, openly, just nothing but a overt political operation. It's just it's pathetic.
It's really more theater than it is actual.
Absolutely.
Actual impeachment.
I would call it kabuki theater, but that would be an insult to kabuki theater.
Right. Exactly.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Texter Isaiah Tarim seeks death of the Democrats in the House and their abuse of power. I want them impeached, permanently removed from office, and sent to prison for the rest of their lives. Oh, well, good luck with that. Speaking of stress, stress actually does turn your hair gray. It just happens at different rates for different people, depending on how susceptible the chemical in your hair follicles is to the stress hormone. That's according to a just-published study from Harvard. So stress does turn your hair gray. Texter writes, my teenage son is beginning to get gray hair. It must be the stress of getting up in the morning. Oh, poor baby. Texter writes, you should be happy that you have hair to turn gray. I started losing mine just after I graduated high school. Love the show. Texter writes, can the Senate straight up throw out the impeachment for the Dems not doing it right? Absolutely. It's unconstitutional. Should be thrown out. It's an absolute joke. Again, the only thing you need to know if you work and you don't have time to sort all this out, there's only one thing you need to know. It's very simple. It is the only impeachment in American history to ever be based not on a crime. Again, the Constitution makes it clear. There are only three things you can be impeached for. Bribery, that is a crime. High crime, see the word there again, crime. And misdemeanors. Misdemeanor is a low crime, but it's still a crime. There's no crime. We got nothing. They got nothing. So yes, the Senate should have thrown the impeachment out and made clear why they were doing it. But everybody is pretending that the document sent over, the impeachment articles, is actually legit. It's not. It's an absolute joke. Texter writes, oh, wow. Right now, I'd love to know how many people feel this way. Right now, I trust Putin more than I trust Schiff. At least Putin's honest about his bid to remain in power. Yeah, he's going through again, trying to make himself president for life. Yeah. Texter writes, so sick of these Republicans not standing together. They should all be voting to dismiss. Now the texter writes, darn, right when I thought we was over the Brady Bunch, Russia, Russia, Russia. Thanks, BJNTR. Yeah, they are making arguments. You know what the argument boiled down to yesterday? Literally that Trump had used Russia to interfere in the election. The election, he was going to do it again. That has been completely, totally, and utterly debunked. So much so they didn't even include it in the articles of impeachment. Folks, they're all over the place. Because they got nothing. They have revived Russia collusion, and they're lying about it. Literally to keep talking. This is such a sham, it is almost indescribable. There's really no words for it. All right. Texter writes, Tara, we are so lucky Paul Ryan is not Senate Speaker. Trump would have been found guilty already. Texter writes, I don't care what color my hair turns as long as it doesn't turn loose. Yeah, that'd be something to see, wouldn't it? Oh, speaking of the days of bringing your emotional, just so you know, okay, just note to self, you're going to fly anywhere. The days of bringing your emotional support peacock on planes could be coming to an end. Good God, what will they do? U.S. Department of Transportation just proposed new rules that would bring an end to this era of emotional support animals on planes. So you don't have to flush a hamster down the toilet anymore. If their rules take offense, and woman actually did that. If their rules take effect, the only service animals that would be allowed on flights are dogs. Which, you know, upside being most of them are potty trained, you know what I'm saying? Because before it didn't have to be potty trained. Do you realize, this is just a short list of what people have brought on planes. Pigs, miniature horses, turkeys, good God, salmonella risk, they're nasty. Now think about that for a minute. I mean, you cook a turkey in your house, right? You got one that comes out of the package, right? It's supposed to be sterile, but still covered in salmonella, E. coli. You got to be careful with it on your counter. Everybody freaks out, right? We send the food inspector in if you got a restaurant. Man, you could just walk on a plane with that thing. You wouldn't even want to touch it. Anyway, the list includes peacocks, too. Peacocks. Good emotional support peacock. What the heck? That peacock doesn't want anything to do with you. Don't get me started. This is just stupidity. You know why this gets on my nerves? You know this has been a thing for me for a long time, the emotional support animals. You know why? Because, man, does it not personify the way this society is? It is worse to make someone sick with E. coli. It is okay to make somebody sick with E. coli, salmonella, poop all over the place. That's okay. The worst thing that could happen is that somebody gets offended. Make someone deathly ill, no big deal. Kill somebody, not a big deal. Inconvenience everyone around you. Make them miserable, nobody cares. As long as nobody's offended. In other words, the person who lists the grievance isn't offended. We have to tiptoe around them. We have to be miserable. We have to risk illness so that the person who needs emotional support won't be offended. I gotta know, I mean, why do they not care? If you want to take your emotional support Glock on the plane, I'm telling you, if you ask me what would make me feel mostly, more emotional support on a plane, I want a gun. I'd like to bring a knife too. Nail clipper too, so I could do my nails. I feel offended that I can't do that. Well, nobody cares.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, the coronavirus, you're hearing about that. China, it's already spread here. Chinese have actually quarantined an entire area. You can't leave your home, can't leave the area. Buses shut down, planes, all that stuff. Trying to get a hold of it. But it's where it came from. You got to see this. Came from a Chinese province. Came from bats. Specifically, a Chinese province where bat soup is served in restaurants. You're thinking, oh, bat soup, they cook that. Right? Not necessarily. You got to see this bat soup. The way that it's made, the bat is whole. Like, I'm talking teeth still attached, eyes in the eyeball. Yeah. They drape the bat over the soup. So you could, I guess, stare in its eyes as you eat the... Yeah, you should see them doing this. It's unbelievable. I've never seen an animal eaten this way. I mean, I'm sure our ancestors did it. And it's pictures of women, men, little kids. And you just take the bat out of the soup and you just bite into it. And they throw it into the boiling water, but the water isn't always boiled. And oh my. That is nasty. Yeah. CNN is reporting that snakes may also be to blame for the outbreak. Snakes, the Chinese crate, and the Chinese cobra may be the original source of the newly discovered coronavirus. They like to eat bats. They eat the snakes, too. By the way, do you know, just so you know, why are the Chinese eating whole bats? Do you know what else they eat? I mean, I hate to tell you this. You ever seen cat soup? You know how they make that in China? You don't want to have a cat in China. You won't have one for long. No, they take the whole cat, the whole thing, like, right? Like, it's alive, it's whole. Boom, throw it in soup. Wait, what, alive? Yeah. No, they believe it tastes better because of the suffering. When you throw it into the boiling water, it's in pain, and that infuses the muscles, they believe, with chemicals that then make the meat better to eat. Like, wait, they throw the whole cat? Yep. And they skin it first? No. And you don't want to even know how they prepared the dog. I'm not going to disturb anybody in the audience this morning. You look it up yourself. It'll horrify you. And you know, it's the interesting thing about it. Okay, look, why are Chinese people eating bats, cats, and dogs? Well, they'd say it's traditional. Okay, but where did it come from? They've been doing this for thousands of years. No. Starvation. They learned to eat this stuff because the various dictatorial regimes, including the communist regime, would starve them. So believe me, a couple weeks of that, you'd be eating some bat soup too. Oh, it's nasty. Anyway, that's where it came from. And the joys of communism. On the upside, you do lose a lot of weight. What? No, it's not crazy. Look what the Venezuelans did. It didn't take them 2 years before they're killing animals in their zoos and eating them. You do it too. So if you want to try some bat soup, a little bit of cat on the side, maybe some dog chops. Yeah. Nothing like AOC's Green Deal to bring that about. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Texter writes, oh my, forget bat soup, look up Chinese mouse wine. You know, I think I'm not gonna. The bat soup was bad enough. Look up Chinese mouse wine and snake. Whoa. Texter writes, don't knock bat soup until you try it. Chicken foot soup is also quite tasty. I'll take your word for it. Why don't you send me a video of you eating it? How about that? And put it up on the Facebook page. Texter writes, sounds like Ozzy would have a field day over there in China with that bat soup. Now the texter writes, emotional support Chinese bat. Oh, heck, why not? Now the texter writes, people who eat bat soup are bats poop crazy. Other families are just long-term victims of communism, which always leads to starvation. Whether you try it in Ukraine or USSR, China, it all works the same way. Texter writes, I don't call my hair gray, Tara. I call them natural, platinum, blonde, highlights. So says Veronica. Good morning, Veronica. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. Listening on radio.com from San Francisco. Flying home later today. I am a 2 million miler on Delta. These ridiculous people that have their dogs on the plane, but Delta even allows them access to the Sky Club, which I pay extra for. It's nuts. Yeah, well, thank God it wasn't a turkey. Texter writes, Tara, I was just about to say that I want to take my emotional support 9mm when you mentioned your emotional support Glock. I love it. We're on the same page there. Keep up the good work. Nobody cares about your emotional support Glock. You're a gun owner and thus, by proxy, a white supremacist, as we learned this weekend in Virginia. Ergo, nobody wants your Glock on their flight. Texter writes, I find it interesting that most people listen to the mainstream media, act like they know everything about Congress and how it works, and most people know absolutely nothing about how it works. Oh, by the way, this texter writes, I have been listening to talk radio for 12 years, and I learned something new about the way government works every day, so normal people don't have a clue. They don't, which, by the way, is what Peter Schweitzer was pointing out. You know, the one who wrote the New York Times bestseller on Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Mitch McConnell's corruption? Number one New York Times bestseller list. They loved his reporting until Biden decided to run for office. Then they haven't been talking about it much. Anyway, he did an analysis of the Washington Post. Schweitzer did. What you could do is they all have archives. It's easy to do. And he says, you know, most Washington Post readers are unaware of Hunter Biden scandals. They had no clue. Because they have never written about it. Other than to debunk them as conspiracy theories. So, you know, if you're looking at these enraged liberals and they are so confused, they think that Biden did nothing and it's all a conspiracy theory. And you're like, what time-space continuum are you living in? The one the Washington Post generates. It is not real. Listen to this, by the way. Schweitzer's new book is out. It turns out that Hunter was not just on the take from the Ukraine oligarchs. Not the whole Biden family. Listen to the size of these deals. By Joe's brother, James Biden's firm. This is from the Schweitzer's new book that just came out. It's another investigative book. James Biden's firm received, are you ready for this? $1.5 billion in government contracts, despite having no experience during the Obama administration. This is what you do. See what you set up a firm. You don't know what the heck you're doing, but it doesn't matter. And then Biden or Hillary or whoever, they do all these deals with foreign companies, foreign countries, and then they funnel the money to your firm. That's how they get paid. Here's another one. Frank Biden, another Biden brother, received millions in taxpayer loans from the Obama administration, also having no experience, just like Hunter. Oh, but my favorite has to be Hunter. Hunter Biden's firms, it turns out, not just scoring the Ukrainian deal. No. Business deals with people and entities tied to the government's job. Are you ready for this? Wait for it. Russia. But we can't investigate because Joe's running. Remember, that's the media laid that rule down. Can't investigate. Wait, Russia? Yeah. China. Mm-hmm. Kazakhstan. Those deals scored him hundreds of millions of dollars, often secured. While Joe, as vice president, was negotiating deals directly with those countries. But again, folks, we cannot talk about it because Biden is a Democrat and he's running for congressman. I don't want anybody to get impeached or thrown out of office. It's United, you can't talk about it. But, I mean, if you could talk about it, we would tell you about it. Thinking about going to the Super Bowl this year. Looks like the tickets will be the most expensive ever. Guess people are back to loving the NFL. Everybody loves the Super Bowl, even if they're boycotting the sneak peek. Matchup? Yep. On the ticket site, SeatGeek, the average resale price is currently, $6,232. I can think of a million things I'd rather do with that money. That's about $1,000 higher than the previous record holder, Super Bowl 52. The average resale price for that one was $5,373. The cheapest ticket right now on SeatGeek is $5,719 after the fees. You know what I don't get about that? Oh, by the way, if you want the most expensive seat, you could pay. Somebody will do this. This is what's amazing to me. Right outside of the exclusive 72 Club, $19,605. You could send like a kid to college for a year for that. If you're going to go with a big group, 22-person suite, it'll set you back about $333,000. You know what I don't get about that? It's better on the TV. No, it is. It is because you get to see so many more you could see so many more angles. Bam, flash, bam, flash. I remember sitting in the stadium watching the Carolina Panthers. And you know what I ended up watching? I don't know if it's you or not, if it's just me. I watched the big screen. Like they have the huge screen, you know, the replay and all that kind of stuff. I found myself watching the screen the whole time. I'm like, why am I here? It's hot. But maybe it's just me. I'm just not normal when it comes to sports. But no, that's one of the things I don't get why you'd pay for that. Anyway. Texter writes, Hunter Biden, Michael Avenatti, 2024, why not? Texter writes, here, I bet you Bo Biden got millions, too, before he died. I'm sure he did. There was so many places you had to funnel the money. I mean, God, folks, Joe Biden's brother has no experience, launches a firm. This is exactly what Hunter did. And then the government and government-run businesses and affiliated businesses then do business with the firm while Joe is dealing with them, right? So you pay off Joe by passing the money to the firm. $1.5 billion. God, you know how much $1 billion? It seemed like a decade ago, Congress was dealing in millions. And then all of a sudden, everything became billions. It's insane. I mean, Joe's brother alone gets a $1.5 billion deal. Heck, Hunter, with the one deal with China, his firm got $1 billion just from that one. And apparently now, Schweitzer's saying there's more. Plus the deals with Russia. Wait a minute. I said, the Democrats are out there citing a debunked Mueller report, a Mueller report that debunked Russia collusion, found no Russia collusion, claiming Russia collusion anyway because it sounds good. Meanwhile, Joe is taking money under the table from Russia, and like nobody cares. Number one, New York Times best-selling book, saw right there. By the way, he didn't get this from anonymous sources. Everything in that book is backed up by documentation. See, the thing is, we can't talk about it. Did you see what happened last week? The editor of the Daily Beast sent a thing out, and all these editors of, you know, mainstream media publications were chiming in, that you cannot talk about Joe's corruption because those are Russian talking points. And so if you are talking about Joe's corruption, even if it's true, it is repeating Russian propaganda, and you thus will be suspect as an American citizen. You think, well, what about the money funneled by Russia to Joe's family? Well, that counts about as much as the $400,000 that Bill Clinton got from the Kremlin-owned bank for a 45-minute speech. See, that's like you can't talk about that because it's Russian propaganda. You can't. And you can't look into it either. You could get impeached.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.